Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have Chamber Executive Director Emily Bivens joining us. And Emily, welcome back to our show.
Thanks, Warren.
Yes, thank you for joining us. We have you on constantly to keep us up to speed with all the things happening.
I mean it positively, right?
I mean it very positively, because the Chamber does so many great things in our community and are involved in so many different things. And this is a good chance for our listeners to stay up to speed with all of those things. And one of the big things that the Chamber does is the business after hours, Emily.
Yes, our business after hours this month is on May 30th. And we will be over at Dakota Central, and we will also be doing a ribbon cutting for their large addition renovation project that they had. So they're going to be showing that off. But business after hours are always a fun time. I think I've said this before. Just a great place to network, build your relationships within the community. You know, people tend to want to do business with people that they know. So it's really a great way to get to know other professionals and just socialize and have a fun night.
Yes, I like it a lot too, because there's sometimes when you're like, oh, that's where they're located, or oh, this is what their office looks like, or, you know, and you get to see some of those behind the scenes and ask questions maybe. But again, the networking is so vital, so you know who you're talking to when you call in and you have problems with your internet and stuff like that. And another ribbon cutting too, Emily, coming up here at the end of the month?
Yeah, on the 31st, we'll be over at the Full Monty Salon and Spa downtown. They're a new business, and their grand opening event will be that Saturday, so June 1st. So keep a lookout for those events, and congratulations to them for opening their new business.
That is awesome. We always like to hear new businesses opening up in Jamestown. Emily, also the Chamber and the Young Professionals of Jamestown, an arm of the Chamber, host the Business of the Month, and we selected a business for May, right?
Yes, S&R Truck Plaza was nominated actually by a truck driver that was driving through town and took advantage of their services that they provide, and was just very impressed with the old style, I believe he called it, an old feel of,
with
you know,
love.
The actual old truck stop feel of having a cafe attached and all that kind of stuff. It was really a great nomination, and congratulations to them for providing such great service, not just to our community, but obviously to those passing through.
See, and that's where we encourage, you know, people in the community or people passing through, and they have that great customer experience, they have that great business experience, they're more than welcome to make nominations through
the
Chamber, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. So Emily Bivens, Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, joining us right now. Let's talk about it. We've talked business after hours, we've talked business of the month, and something that's super fun during the summertime is the Yard of the Week. And this is so awesome.
Yeah, there's so many people in our community that take pride in their yards and have such fun, I don't know, what do you call it, decor, almost, and outdoor decor and plants and flowers, and they just do a really great job of making our community more beautiful and creating that curb appeal for Jamestown. So the Chamber likes to recognize that and their contributions to the beautification of our community. Our beautification committee runs this Yard of the Week award program. So they will be the ones that go through all the nominations and stuff. But the nomination form is available on our website towards the bottom of the homepage, along with the customer service and the Business of the Month nomination forms. So we're always looking for nominations. And this one is a really fun one, and we need lots of them, right, you know, in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
So if you're driving by somebody's house and you think their yard looks great, shoot that our way, and we'll recognize them for that.
Absolutely, and they get some major publicity. We're talking like the Chamber newsletter. They get to be featured in the Sun, and we'll get them on News Dakota.
Yep. I mean, they get a big sign in their yard for the week. Yep,
yeah, it's bragging rights for having the most beautiful yard that week.
So a lot of hard work goes into it.
Absolutely, a lot of hard work. And we want those people to be recognized for all the work they put into their yards. So nominate a yard, because they need one every week. And the more nominations, the better. That'll make a nice pool to select from.
Absolutely.
So Yard of the Week, get your nominations in for that. And looking forward here too, Emily, the summer is going to be very, very busy. The Jamestown Arts Market returns. We're pretty excited about that. The Chamber and us here at the radio station.
Yeah. One of our Arts Center downtown is a Chamber member. And it's awesome that they are continuing with this program. I know they received a lot of positive feedback, but the program does need resources to run. So the chamber has sent out to some of our members requests from the Art Center for sponsorships and stuff like that. So the Art Center always puts on a good time. They have a full slate of entertainment already lined up for the whole entire summer. But it does take funds and volunteers and things to put these great community events on. So if you want to help out with any of that, contact the Art Center and help them out.
Get involved. Yeah, get involved and help it and make it continue to grow. And Emily, something that the Chamber also always looks forward to during the summer, previously known as White Cloud Days, now known as Buffalo Days. We want people to just be kind of aware that this is coming up.
Yeah, White Cloud Days, Buffalo Days, same type of event.
Exactly.
We're going back to the old namesake. Yeah. And previously, before White Cloud, it was called Buffalo Days. Mm-hmm. And so we're going back to that. And the Chamber, we will be hosting the parade, which will be July 27th. Yes, that's always a good time. And we will also be hosting a vendor show in the park and some entertainment, along with the Classic Car Club will be down there with their car show again. Yeah. So, but there's lots of events happening in that time frame. And actually, the Thursday night at the Arts Park is kind of the kickoff of it. And we hope to have things Friday, Saturday, and keep people busy and keep people coming back. It's a really good time for people to have reunions and, you know, have something for visitors to do. So, yeah, it's just a big community event celebrating Jamestown. It's just always a fun time.
It is awesome. So mark the end of July there on your calendar. And when we get closer to Emily, we'll talk more about it.
Oh, yeah, we'll go in depth.
But we just want people, like, you know, scope it out a little bit and be like, okay, Buffalo Days, get it in mind so you don't make plans to leave or go to some other family reunion somewhere else. You can schedule it in Jamestown. Emily, again, with the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce, lots, again, that we go over every time you're on. And if people have questions, they want to get those nomination forms or ask questions about the chamber, become a chamber member, what are some ways they can contact you?
The best way is our website, jamestownchamber.com. You can also call us, 252-4830. You can email me, director@jamestownchamber.com, or come stop by our office and see us. We're located at 120 2nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown.
Perfect. And shameless plug, the Chamber put out a video on Facebook that I really want people to go and watch, because everybody who contributed to that made it such a fantastic video about some of the weird phone calls you guys get. And it's just really entertaining.
Yeah, we're seen as a resource of information within the community, of course, because we do have all these different resources and members and people, you know, that are associated with us. So we do get some crazy calls, but we also get calls that allow us to give our members those referrals and make those connections for our businesses. So we just did that little lighthearted video to highlight all of that. And thank you to our ambassador committee for
awesome.
Helping out. And of course you, Warren, for editing that and putting it all together for us.
Please, please don't. No, it was a lot of fun to put that together. But again, just watch it. It just kind of explains just how much people rely on the chamber for that information and where do I go for this? And they think the chamber. So we highly encourage that. If you have questions, to contact the chamber. Emily, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Warren.